Chapter 3. The Neverland. Wendy, John and Michael fly over cities, towns, mountains, forests and seas. Finally, they see an island in the sea below them.
Look, that's Neverland,
says Peter.
Neverland,
say the children. In Neverland, the lost boys live in the forest in a secret underground home. There are 6 lost boys. Slightly Soiled, Tootles, Nibs, Curly and the twins. They are waiting for Peter. Suddenly, they hear the voices of the pirates. Nibs is very brave. He goes out, hides behind a tree, and looks around him. He sees the horrible pirates. They are walking in the forest. They are big and ugly. Their pirate ship is the Jolly Roger. The pirate's captain is James Hook. He is a cruel pirate and a very bad man. He's got black eyes, black hair, and a black beard. He hates Peter Pan. He's only got one arm. The other is a hook. In the past, Peter Pan cut off Captain Hook's right arm during a fight. A crocodile ate the arm. Now the crocodile follows Captain Hook everywhere because he wants to eat him. The crocodile has an alarm clock in its stomach. Captain Hook can always hear it.
I know the lost boys live in this forest. We must find them and Peter Pan,
says Captain Hook.
Tick tock, tick tock.
Captain Hook hears the alarm clock.
Oh no, the crocodile is coming to eat me,
says Captain Hook. He runs away and the pirates follow him. Soon, some Indians arrive in the forest. They are looking for the pirates. The pirates are their enemy. Tiger Lily is their leader. She is the beautiful daughter of the Indian chief. She loves Peter Pan. Tinkerbell and Wendy love him too. The Indians go away, and the lost boys return to play in the forest. Then, Nibs looks at the sky and says,
Look, there is a lovely white bird in the sky.
Is it really a bird?
The lost boys ask. Tinkerbell says,
Yes, yes, it's a bird. It's a Wendy bird. You must shoot it.
Sometimes Tink is a bad fairy. She knows it is Wendy, but she doesn't like her. Nibs takes his bow and arrow and shoots Wendy. Poor Wendy falls to the ground. The lost boys see Wendy and say,
She's not a bird, she's a lovely girl.
Peter flies down with John and Michael and asks,
Where is Wendy?
Tootle says,
Here she is.
Peter goes over to her and asks,
Wendy, are you all right?
Wendy slowly opens her eyes and smiles.
Yes, but I'm very tired,
she says. The lost boys are sorry. They decide to build her a little house. When the house is ready, Wendy says,
What a lovely little house. Thank you.
Can you be our mother now? Can you tell us bedtime stories before we go to bed?
Asks Nibs.
Of course,
says Wendy.
Come in and I can tell you the story of Cinderella.
They enter, sit down and listen to Wendy's story. It is a wonderful story. Peter Pan is outside the house with his sword. He wants to protect Wendy and the lost boys.